then once you're trying to get back.
Now, you certainly had quite a good reception after the end of that race, Joe, as a local boy.
Yep, home crowd cheering me on.
And you won the event quite handsomely as well.
Yeah, went out a bit fast, but managed to hold on to it, so it was good.
Okay, now it's quite a special day at Bradford Ice Arena because it's the first meeting of the Bradford Ice Speed Skating Club since it reformed last year. So obviously quite an important day, I would think, for you and everybody involved at the club.
It's been... Pretty hectic coming up to it. We've been organising all sorts of things, but it's here, it's happening, and it's going well.
And how long have you been speed skating then?
About half a year.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Well, I did a bit of skating before, but it seems to be going well.
Okay, and why did you take it up then? What appealed to you about it?
I started doing a bit of ice hockey, and then didn't really enjoy it. It's not really my sport. Everyone's bashing into each other, so I like going fast, I like going round corners, so this is my
sport. What kind of speeds do you actually reach going round and round this rink?
The professionals do around 40 kilometres an hour, but we're a little bit slower. I'd wish I was going that fast, but I don't really know.
Now, to do something like this, obviously it is quite dangerous and you need to wear a lot of protective clothing and equipment. Just describe to me what you're actually wearing.
We've got a skin suit on, which has cut-proof areas. So if someone's blade goes into it, it doesn't cut through the suit. I've got protective gloves on, neck guard, my carbon fibre boots, which are solid, hold your feet in place, and then extra long blades, which look quite strange compared to normal ice skates.
Well, I was just going to remark on those blades, because they are much longer than traditional blades, aren't they? They're about 1.5 foot long.
Yeah, I think
17. And extremely thin?
Yeah, very thin. I think 1 mil thin, something like that, yeah.
How on earth can you stay upright?
I don't really know. The faster you go, the easier it seems to be.
So what happens next for you today, Joe, after winning that heat?
I'll go into semi-finals. So it splits down first race. I think it's the first two of every race going to the A semi-final. The second place, well, third place is then fight out for the second race, and then the last set of them go in the third race. And then we fight for the A final, obviously B final, C final.
Well, lovely to meet you.
Yep, nice
to meet
you.
Time. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.